AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The message today from President Biden.
The United States is back.
The president was greeted by American troops in Britain on his first overseas trip in office.
I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know.
That summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin is next week in Geneva. The president teared up when speaking to the troops.
We're so damn proud of you. So proud. And I only wish my major was here to thank you as well.
He was talking about his son, Beau. At the summit, the president believes the West must publicly demonstrate it can compete economically with China. A source tells the AP President Biden is going to announce the U.S. is going to buy 500 million more doses of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine to distribute to poorer countries. This is National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
I do not want to get ahead of the president, who will be speaking to this issue tomorrow, and we'll be able to talk about additional steps the United States is taking to help donate more doses to poor countries around the world.
A court in Moscow outlawed the organizations founded by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny by labeling them extremist. Moscow recorded a steep uptick in coronavirus infections. Authorities say enforcement measures like mask wearing and gloves will increase. The UK recorded its highest daily coronavirus cases since late February, suggesting the Delta variant is spreading widely across the country. The Texas Bar Association is investigating whether Attorney General Ken Paxton's failed attempts to overturn the 2020 presidential election based on bogus claims of fraud amounted to professional misconduct. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 152 points. This is AP News. France is lifting more coronavirus restrictions.
The number of people allowed in shops and cinemas has been expanded, while sports halls and swimming pools will reopen under certain conditions. The country's curfew has also been shifted from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. local time. At a cafe in Paris, customer Samy Bukadida says he welcomes the change.
It's really cool. We have the impression that we are back to normal life, and it's really interesting to see people in the streets, bars and restaurants open. It's really reviving.
The total lifting of the curfew, as well as final restrictions for bars, restaurants, cinemas, museums and theatres, is set for June the 30th. I'm Zaria Shakili.
A man was rescued who said he had been trapped for 2 days inside a large fan at a Northern California vineyard. Firefighters found him stuck inside the shaft of the fan. He was treated at the scene and charged with trespassing and drug possession. Ed Donahue, AP News.